So last year was better.
This is gonna be so cool.
Last year this place was off the hook. Remember Pete's face when that vampire came out of the coffin?
Hey, it looked real.
This is gonna be epic.
Yeah, get ready to get scared. Boo!
Oh, you made me spill some on my corn chips.
Hey, here's the place. Cast the die. The Choose Your Own Halloween Adventure Funhouse.
Welcome fierce here. The moon is full. The night is dark. You have your destiny in your hands. What is your displeasure?
Well, what have you got?
You'd like to know what your options are, would you? Follow me to the doors of doom. Here we are. The Walking Dread Zombie Zone.
I feel like that's been done before.
Perhaps you would consider this adventure.
The AmeriClown Horror Story Room.
Nah, do you have anything scarier?
Perhaps you seek the terror that is the Pumpkin is the New Black prison cell experience.
What about that big metal door over there?
Sorry, we're closed.
Wait, what?
Just go away, get out now.
But we really want a scary adventure, and that's the door we choose.
It is home to the deepest, darkest of fears. The unknown.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right. But beware, you will be altered.
It's some sort of lab.
It's more than a lab. It's Monstrento.
Foreign genetic materials detected.
Who are you?
I would ask you the same thing, but I don't need to. We'll know in a moment as soon as your DNA is scanned and processed.
No! Ow! Hey!
Hey, that hurts!
Get that metal thing off me!
Oh, what are you doing?
Here at Monstranta, we make and sell weed killer to farmers all over the world, along with the engineered crop seeds that are resistant to that herbicide. We engineer potatoes, corn, soybeans, and cotton, each that produces its own pesticide.
GMOs?
Yes, food derived from organisms whose DNA has been modified in a way that does not occur naturally.
Are Pete's tortilla chips genetically modified?
There's no way to tell. It's not on the label. Well, probably. In 2015, 92% of the corn produced in the United States was genetically modified.
I didn't know.
That's the point. We can't possibly know for sure, unless it's on the label. But people like him don't want us to know.
But haven't they done studies?
Yeah, lots done by the companies that produce GMOs. Funny, but they say they're fine.
But the National Academy of Sciences found that genetically modified crops could potentially introduce new allergens into our food and environment.
Yep, and they're a non-profit organization.
And the point is, we just can't be sure there isn't a long-term health risk, because they've only been around for like 19 years.
We should have the right to know what we're eating, so we can choose for ourselves.
I wish, but the FDA is following guidelines set up years before GMOs hit the market, because GMOs don't taste or smell different from non-GMO foods. You don't think it matters to the consumer?
But it matters to me, and I'm a consumer.
Which brings us back to the matter at hand. I need you consumers to do some of the testing you're so interested in. Take them to the soybean room. Uh-oh. Trick or treat.
This GMO horror story was written by Sylvie Zamora and featured the talents of Robbie Abney, Tessa Koster, Gary Grantham, Pablo Mars, Jade Puga, Roxy Shabastari, Justin Vasquez, Megan Ward Baranier, and Phil Ward. Learn more about GMOs. You can make a difference.